عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to our esteemed listeners of مركز صحابة, Voice of أهل السنة والجماعة, and our esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International on this beautiful day of يوم الجمعة, the 20th of December 2024, corresponding with the 18th of جمادى الآخرة 1446. يا ربي لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك. الحمد لله, الحمد لله, نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له, ومن يضلله فلا هادي له, لا مثل له ولا مثاله. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له, ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا نودي للصلاة من يوم الجمعة فاسعوا إلى ذكر الله وذروا البيع, ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: الدين النصيحة. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. حضرت مفتي عبد القادر صاحب دامت بركاته, اهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful morning of يوم الجمعه. May Allah Ta'ala bless you and Aafa with afiyat and good health, and Allah Ta'ala grant you afiyat in this mubarak safar of yours, and may the ummah benefit at large. Hazrat Mufti Sahib, the platform is yours.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيكم. مواصلين كريم. آمين. To all the wonderful du'as. جزاك الله خيرا. To our technicians, Brother Junaid Muta, Brother Dawood Muta, Brother Zakaria Muta. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انك انت العليم الحكيم. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. This Mubarak honorable day of Jumu'ah, Friday, the 18th of Jumad al-Akhirah, 1446, we focus on chapter number 40, Surah Mu'min, Surah Ghafir, and verses 80, 81, 82. Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla is speaking about the An'am. Loosely translated in English, it refers to the cattle and the livestock. However, the proper meaning of it is Al-Ibil, and then Wal-Bakar, and then Wal-Ghanam. The camel family, the cow family, and then the goat and sheep family, what we use to sacrifice Qurbani time, Udhiyah time, for our Aqeeqah, and during Hajj when we perform the Tamattu, Qiran, Hajj, and so forth and so on. So Almighty Allah is speaking of these type of animals. Chapter 40, verse number 80. وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَنَافِعُ. And for you, O human being, the masterpiece of Almighty Allah's creation, in this an'am, in this cattle and livestock, there's benefit for you. For example, you can ride it, you can use the milk, you can use the skin, you can use the skin and the hide. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, kullu ihabin dubiqa faqad tahura. that every skin and hide that has been tanned, then it becomes dark and tahir. You can use it as a carpet, as a musalla, for your prayer mat. You can use it as a seat cover, and so forth and so on. And then you have in those days, and even nowadays, وَلِتَبْلُهُ عَلَيْهَا حَاجَةً فِي شُدُورِكُمْ. And then all Makkah, Allah will make it say such that through these animals you may attain the needs in your heart. So it means, وَلِتَبْلُهُ عَلَيْهَا حَاجَةً فِي شُدُورِكُمْ. You use it for transporting things from here to there and so forth. Still today in some countries, they use the camels and so forth. It's called Safinatu Sahara. They had to go get through things from one country to another, from one place to another. The camel is known as the boat and the ship of the desert. Remember that. For days and days you can survive without the water, without food and so forth. Allah Jalla Wala made it such. فَلَا يَنْزُرُونَ إِلَى الْإِبِلِ كَيْفَ خُلِقَتْ. On every leg it has two knees. Look at its hump. Everything of it is so unique. Remember that. وَلِتَبْلُغُوا عَلَيْهَا حَاجَةً فِي شُدُورِكُمْ. So you attain through this animals here the needs in your heart. وَعَلَيْهَا. And on these animals here, for example, the camels and so forth. وَعَلَى الْفُلْكِ. And on the boats and ships. تُحْمَلُونَ. Then you transport your luggage, yourself and all that on the ships and so forth. You see today it has become a multi-billion, multi-trillion industry. The commercial ships and the passenger ships and people go for cruises and so forth. We're not discussing whether it's permissible. We're speaking about how people use it. Almighty Allah says, وَيُرِيكُمْ آيَاتِهِ. And Almighty Allah is demonstrating to you and showing you His signs and His power. If you take a 1 rand coin, you take a 2 rand, 5 rand coin, and you throw it in the river, in the sea, in the ocean, it will go right down. But you take these ships, cargo ships, and what passenger ships, there are thousands and thousands of tons and so forth, from one city to another, one country to another, one continent to another. Now something that is so light goes down, and something that is remaining on top, it remains afloat. Is that not a miracle? أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّ الْفُلْكَ تَجْرِي فِي الْبَحْرِ بِنِعْمَةِ اللَّهِ لِيُرِيَكُمْ مِنْ آيَاتِ. O human being, don't you see the power of Almighty Allah? How are the boats and the ships that they are now moving on the ocean, and they're so heavy? So it is all with the bounty, favor of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, which is forever showering upon us. And then, لِيُرِيَكُمْ مِنْ آيَاتِ. He wants to show you His signs. He can do as He pleases. فَعَالُ الْبِمَا يُرِيدُ. So here Allah says, وَيُرِيكُمْ آيَاتِ. He is showing you His signs and His wisdom and His unlimited power. Everything of Almighty Allah is infinite, and everything of ours is finite and limited. Remember that. فَأَيَّ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ تُنْكِرُونَ. O human beings, so which signs and which verses of Almighty Allah will you reject? That is because of your own puny little brains, that you don't want to embrace the truth and accept the truth. Only Islam is the truth. No other ism will give you, grant you the panacea, the success here in this world and in the year after, except Islam. Almighty Allah tells us, travel on this earth. Not like nowadays. Nowadays people just travel to wine, dine and swine and have a good time, do haram things, fornication, adultery, gay business, lesbian. So travel on this earth with the right intention. How? أَفَلَمْ يَسِيرُوا. So why don't they travel on this earth? فَيَنْزُرُوا. And then you see, they will see, كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. The consequences and the results of those people before them. You who are going for Umrah, so you should go there to Taif and see where the battle took place. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sahaba defeated the enemy. And the same Taif where they pelted and they harmed the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah forbid. The Master alayhi salatu wasalam crying to Allah there in Taif, Allahumma inni ashku ilayk, I complain to you, Ya Allah. So you have Majid Abdullah bin Abbas, you have Majid Addas, Addas radiallahu anhu gave the water and the grapes to Unto Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Peace the Mubarak, honorable, blessed hands of the Master alayhi salatu wa sallam. Go to Khaybar from Medina Munawwara, 1.25 hour drive. Till today, it is inspiring our Palestinian youth, where Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu the flag and the banner, and fastened on his Mubarak heads the imama and the turban, as mentioned in Tabarani. So take this, O Ali, and this is now when Sayyidina Ali fought against them. He defeated them, and the forts were conquered. He became known as Fatih Khaybar, the conqueror of Khaybar. He used to read poetry, and Al-Haydar, I am the lion, so remember that. So, O Muslim, you're going for Umrah, make your journey a quality journey. Makkah Mukarramah, you go to Taif, take your ihram with. On your journey, you return back, go to the Miqat. Wonderful facilities. I pass an ihram there myself. It's called Sail, S-A-L-E. And there when you're in Medina Munawwara, after Nashta, then you have Rasta, you go Rasta. Breakfast early and you go. You're the same thing, Makkah. You go to Taif, before Zuhur you'll be back. And then you go to Khaybar from Medina, before Zuhur you'll be back. So mashallah, you make your trip much worthy. And then you go to Al-Ula, Tabuk, and all these places. And then you see Madain Salih. And that is where you see the people of Salih alayhi salam. وَتَنْحِتُونَ مِنَ الْجِبَالِ بُيُوتًا, where you will see they carved out their homes in the mountains. Till today, human being cannot do that. But how Almighty Allah punished them. فَكَذَّبُوهُ فَأَقَرُوهَا, they rejected Nabi Salih alayhi salam. فَأَقَرُوهَا, they hamstrung and killed the she-camel. فَدَمْدَمَ عَلَيْهِمْ رَبُّهُمْ بِذَبِّهِمْ, how Allah Ta'ala crushed them, decimated them, destroyed them because of their vices and sins. So in ending of Surah wa Shamsi wa Duhaha, those of you brothers, sisters, children going to Aqsa al-Mubarak, go to the Dead Sea and see what Almighty Allah Jalla wa did for the nation guilty of sodomy, homosexuality, the gay brigade. And Nabi cries, Nabi Lut alayhi salatu salam, chapter 29, verse 30, whenever people are causing you harm, troubling you, read chapter 29, verse 30, Rabbin Sulni ala al-Qawm al-Mufsideen, oh beloved Allah, that assist me against these troublemakers, mischief makers, this gay brigade. Allah Jalla wa'ala instructed Jibreel alayhi salam, you go to the land of Sodom and Gomorrah, pick up that land and smash it back to the earth. فَجَعَلْنَا عَالِيَهَا سَافِلَهَا, and that piece of land became the lowest portion on earth as far as altitude goes. We've been there five times with Allah's help. We saw it. The land is telling you a story. The water is telling you a story. The Bahr al-Mayyit, the Dead Sea is there. Nothing can survive there because of the salt content. So make your trip, your journey, and your traveling an ibra, a lesson, an eye-opener. So let them see كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ, or let Allah punish them and see the consequences for them. Who were these people, the previous nations and generations? كَانُوا أَكْثَرَ مِنْهُمْ, so they were much more than them in adad, in numbers, numerically, and وَأَشَدَّ قُوَّةً, physical strength also they had much more. Today we need big, big bulldozers. But one hand is to uproot the trees and so forth. And to say, Man ashaddu minna huwa. Quran says they would be proudly say, who is stronger than us and more powerful than us physically? وَآثَارًا فِي الْأَرْضِ, and then the remnants and the relics and the symbols and the landmarks they left on this earth. You know, in Cairo, in Egypt, you look at their pyramids and so forth. Today, which country can do that? With all the technology and all the scientists, professors, and whoever they have. So these landmarks are there. But did they help them? No. When they did not bring Iman, Islam, like the Pharaoh and his cronies and comrades, so fama avana and humma kanu yaksibun, and it came to no avail of theirs, whatever they earned, so all this year. their numbers, their physical strength, their remnants, relics, their legacy, all that without Iman, Islam, turned out to be zero, and they were failures in this world and in the year after. Allah mahfazna amin. Allah jalla wala protect us all. May all might Allah protect our Iman, preserve our Iman and Islam, and Allah make that the best day on our life, that may we leave this world with Iman and Islam. We had a brother on our groups, you know, with this now in media, with Allah's help, 24 years, Allah's mercy, Allah's grace, Allah's benevolence. So there was a brother, I knew him from those days when he was in Wombats, in Bella Bella, and his name Bilal Hashim. And yesterday, again, in Tlikhat, the news came, he passed away. His janaza was last night there in Lent. Allah Jalla Wala grant our brother Bilal Hashim, Jannatul Firdaus Ila Ala. Allah Ta'ala grant his family Sabr Jameel. He made a great, great contribution on social media and used to play our lectures and distribute it to thousands of people. And many a time he used to contact me, what is the masla, what is the fatwa regarding this issue, that issue. Allah Jalla Wala grant all our marhumeen, all our deceased, all our shuhada, all our people who passed away with Iman and Islam. Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. Ameen. Always learn this one verse of Muslim. Surah 40, verse 41. Rabbana filli wa li walidayya wa lil mu'mineena yawma yaqoomu al-hisab. Oh, beloved Allah, forgive me. Forgive my beloved parents and the believers the day the reckoning is established. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today is the 18th of Jumad al-Akhirah, 1446. In Ghazza al-Mubarakah, Ghazza fiha al-Izza, Ghazza brought honor to this Ummah. It's day number 441 of the Ghazza genocide. And remember, Alhamdulillah, say Alhamdulillah, we're presenting to you the news, views, interviews, locally, nationally, internationally, and globally. Say Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, four jutlas, dispatched straight to hell, getting roasted and toasted there. So that is what we have, no empathy, sympathy for the Jews and jutlas and the Zionists. They can go to hell for what we care, for what they are committing crimes for the past 70 years and more. Human rights have accused Israel of genocide. Amnesty International did this. Human rights are doing this. What they got to do with Islam? Nothing. Every person who's got some conscience, some justice, will definitely say Israel are the aggressor, the transgressor, guilty of violating every international law and every international code and so forth. But yet America will support them. Yet the European Union will support them. Yet some Arab port dictators, haramis, will support them. A missile from Yemen destroys a school in Israel. That was one of the headlines in last night's Haaretz newspaper. We say, Alhamdulillah, everything is a fair target for us. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue forever. We're very proud of that. We're proud of Hamas. They are our Sunni brothers. We're proud of the Houthis. We're proud of Hezbollah. We're proud of Iran. All of them are Shia and Muslim, but Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, hadith in Bukhari Sharif, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَيُؤَيِّدُ هَذَا الدِّينَ بِرَجُلِ الْفَاجِرِ. Verily, sometimes Allah Ta'ala helps Islam via non-Muslim also. So therefore, in this world, they will get their reward, and in the year after, no reward. Look at what Israel does. This is written in the Haaretz newspaper. Israel kills unilaterally anything that moves in the Gaza Netzarim corridor. They made this corridor such, anybody moves, Palestinian, anything, just shoot. First you kill, and then you ask questions. Isn't it haramis? They are a cursed nation. They murdered prophets and messengers. And Allah Jalla Wala said, He will punish them right till the day of justice, till the day of Qiyamah. وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكُ اللَّهُ جَلَّ وَلَا has announced لَيَبْأَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ لَيَسُومُهُمْ سُوَ الْعَذَابِ. Allah will always appoint people to punish the jutlas. the worst punishment, and this will continue till the day of justice, till the day of judgment, whether it's Muslim, whether it's non-Muslim, so all this will happen. Haaretz says, Bibi Netanyahu, the war criminal, and Ben Gvir, the super terrorist, their love story, they're kissing one another in the article, so they are a disaster for Israel. Both Haramis, both war criminals, and both murderers. The Congress in America is very, very worried and in disarray as shutdown looms. Their credit is much, much more compared to their assets and so forth. So that is America, remember that. They're living on borrowed time. Their liabilities go into trillions and trillions and so forth. But they want to become the policemen of the world. So they are disgraced. You've got two morons there. Both of them morons. You got Biden, Joe Genocide, and you got Trump, Mr. Rifleman. He can't remember where and where he put his rifle and so forth. Go ask Tommy Daniels, the prostitute, and so forth. South Korea reports, personally, I think this is propaganda, but nevertheless, this is what South Korea reported. They say that 100 North Korean soldiers were killed there in Ukraine. If you study Putin and what Russia would love, Putin is a big harami. We only like him for one, two reasons. When he attacks the Americans or he attacks the Israelis and so forth. So there, the Ukraine and Russian war, today is day number 1,031,030. So South Korea says that the North Koreans, 100 soldiers have died so far in the conflict between Russia and Ukraine, meaning the North Korean soldiers are fighting on behalf of Russia. Personally, I don't believe that. Even if these have died, not 100, really much less. But you know how war, the first casualty is the truth. Putin condemns Israel for their land grab and occupation in Syria and said they must go back to their borders, but Israel does not have borders. The Haramis, they just want to steal it more and more. The biggest groups on earth today are Israel and the Jutlas. And he also said, Putin, in the interview, that was a marathon interview, and he said, I should have attacked Ukraine much earlier. He said, in all this conflict with Syria, Israel is the big winner. Listen to what Biden and his Haramis did. U.S. has spent 100 billion U.S. dollars on Ukraine. 100 billion U.S. dollars, remember, on Ukraine. And what? They're still losing. So what idiots are these? Now you tell me. Because war is big business, but they're catching it. See Pakistan. The Americans will always lead them a second class, third class, and so forth. The day Pakistan tells America, go to hell, like what the Taliban did, then Allah's help will come to them. The more and more they bootleg America, so now Pakistan, remember that slams American sanctions on the ballistic missile program, so they want to have more and more nuclear, more ballistics, like how India has, how other countries, Iran has, or maybe Iran has, or maybe Israel has. No, you can't do that. You're a Muslim country. Tell America and their cronies, go to hell. What Taliban did, they defeated them, they had to put their tail between their legs and run and leave billions of dollars worth behind as Mali Ghanimat, as booty, as spoils of war. But Pakistan, the government is so corrupted, Aksar Chor here, what do you expect? They're a bunch of crooks just like our guys here. Next one, EU, European Union, giving more and more money to Israel, they say, for research. Can you believe that? So that is the whiteies, the most racist people on earth, remember that. And they will keep on supporting the illegitimate child, the harami. If you don't know what harami, it means the bee. And here we call it the big bee. So dozens are killed in Afghanistan, two bus crashes, and dozens and dozens. Allah Ta'ala grant them Jannat al-Firdaus. Who to blame and that Allah alone knows. But the hadith teaches us, if a person with Iman and Islam passed away, وَصَاحِبُ الْحَجْمِ شَهِيدٍ, people who pass away in accidents and so forth are martyrs. Let's come to South Africa. You know you've got the government ANC, and then you got ESCOM, DC, direct current, and then AC, alternate current, and ANC, and no current. How many places is no power? Yes, ESCOM, good for nothing. When the YTs were running it, apartheid was a crime against humanity. Then when they were running it, not one day we had load shedding. They would win awards. What a professional system they were running. ESCOM's loss for this past year already 55 billion rand. They will never recover that money, and we will end up paying. Can you believe the joke is on us? Water, so crisis in South Africa due to mismanagement. Go and see in Gauteng and other parts, there are some places with water, some places no water, but every day it's like raining. It just shows how hopeless these people are. Airport, South Africa, especially O.R. Tambo Airport, huge chaos. Hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people will be departing again today. So all of you who have planes to catch, local, domestic, international, whatever, go earlier than normal 1-2 hours, then you'll get your flight properly. And those of you traveling, remember, no drink and drive. Drinking and driving is haram, and drinking all times is haram for us as Muslims. So we are the most sober people on earth, especially people going on the N3 to plan your trip and so forth. Huge chaos expected there, and then Johannesburg to Durban and so forth. So today we have, mashallah, good news to you from Trichardt, yay, in Mpumalanga, next to Secunda and King Road. My sister is here, and her granddaughter, mashallah, Juwairia, will be getting married. Her nikah will take place tomorrow, Saturday, after Asr, inshallah, in Masjid Usman, 5 o'clock, 5:15, around there. And the lucky boy, let's call him that, is Hafiz Muhammad Fadil Suleiman. So the father is Hafiz Abdul Qadir. He has 4 sons, all of them Hafiz. Subhanallah, Mubarak family. 5 of them Hafiz. Father Hafiz and 4 sons Hafiz. When I meet him, I'll tell him, Abdul Qadir to Abdul Qadir, Anta Abul Hufaz, ya Sheikh. You are the father of the Hafiz. Allah has selected your family. What the great, great bounty that is. And remember that today our program on air for Marcus Sahaba will be 8:30 to 9 will be Mufti Aqub, inshallah, with Maulana Khalid Yaqub. And then 11:18, make a note of that, 11:18 South African time, the Azan will be given from Makkah Mukarramah. Then 11:20 or so, the khutbah will start, and it will be rendered by Sheikh Mahir Al-Mu'aytili. So that will be South African time, 11:20, Makkah time, 12:20. And the khutbah salat will take live on Sirius FM, Radio Ansar International, and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah Jama'ah. Thereafter, we will have the translation and dua, and then I will proceed here to Masjid Usman, mashallah. And there the Adhan is 12:15, and the lecture will start, inshallah, at 12:20. Because 10 to 1, they have time for the sunnahs and so forth. And then in the afternoon, my brother Hafiz Muhammad Ali Gora, Abdul Sattar Oka's son, inshallah, will come and pick me up 4:30 or so. And then I'll go to Witbank. And today, inshallah, in the Jummah Masjid, in Witbank, the big masjid. So the program is there tonight, inshallah, inshallah, Aziz, between Maghrib and Isha. And we'll spend the night there. So now we carry on till 4:30, inshallah, Maulana Salim with the Q&A, and yes, Salat is but earlier, and inshallah, then after Fajr, we'll have a program in the masjid, inshallah. Last night also we had a program. Allah Ta'ala reward Maulana Salim and all the people, mashallah. Make dua for the Tabligh Jamaat. Very, very sad what all the messages coming through. Allah Jalla Wala grant us unity. Allah Ta'ala grant us ikhlas. Allah Ta'ala protect us wherever we are. Allah Ta'ala accept all of our atabir. Hazrat Maulana Ilyas Nawwarallahu Marqadahu, he passed away in 44. Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Sahab, he passed away in 65. And then you see Hazrat Maulana Inamul Hasan. So these were the giants of this ummah. What effort they made. Millions of brothers changed, sisters changed their lives. Very, very sad, very, very tragic. Allah have mercy on this ummah. Jee Maulana Salim.
Mufti Sahab, this is Suleiman Damon from Cape Town. Can I ask, what is the ruling of janaza for a Muslim who was a gangster? 2 days ago, a gangster was shot and killed nearby, and no alim wanted to take on his janaza. No janaza notices were placed on the board of the masjid. No announcements was made. Eventually, a few members of the community performed the janaza. I will wait your reply.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, my brother Suleiman. So there in the Western Cape, so there in Cape Town, Baya Plekers, Baya Khafallah, you know, the guy just pulled out the AK, not AK, 255, Aydal Kursi, verse number 255. They pull out the AK-47 and stick in a pitch kit, you see. But for us as Muslims, the person loved a Muslim. He was a Muslim. He had his weaknesses and so forth and so on. I don't agree with those ulama or imams or sheikhs or whatever, according to what you're saying, that they refuse to read the Salatul Janaza and so forth. That's not right. In Islam, you must remember that. Who are we? La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Never ever lose hope and become disillusioned. In the mercy of Almighty Allah, Jalla wa'ala, chapter 39, verse 53, Inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a. Verily Allah forgives all the sins if He wants to. So as long as the person died with Iman, he died with Islam. How many Muslims today are guilty of fornication, of adultery? How many Muslims are guilty of gay business, lesbian, and what and so forth? Riba, interest and so forth. These are all major, major sins. So we can't say because he was a gangster and his name was Pitchkit and that, so now we can't read Salatul Janaza. That's wrong. Remember that. Islam does not allow that. That even if a person commits suicide in Islam, he didn't commit kufr and shirk. Yes, he committed a major, major sin. But we will still perform his Salatul Janaza and everything, the funeral prayer. So with due respect to the Imam, Sheikh, and Maulanas and whoever who distanced themselves and said, no, if I was there, I would say, you don't want to read, I'll read the Salatul Janaza. I'll make the Imam if I was there. So we don't have to worry about people. We must practice what Quran, Sharif, and Sunnah Mubarakah teaches us. So that is the law in Islam.
Mufti Saab, I'm really scared to fly on a plane, especially when I go with my kids. Every time I go, I feel the plane will crash. Also scared of severe turbulences. What can I do to ease this? What dua can I read?
Quickly, a story. Ramadan is very near, so I went to Botswana. And then when we reached there, they told us there's something wrong with the plane. Oh, we were in the plane, if I remember correctly. Yes, we were in the plane. And while the plane was still on the runway, they detected one fault. Then they brought us back, right? In the Gaborone, what people say, Gaborone, is Gaborone, actually. They say the proper pronunciation. Then they brought us back, and then they had like a lotto. Lot we had to pay, lotto, you understand. They chose certain passengers in a small plane we will go. There were two seats left, so I went there and told them, sir, I have to go. Tonight is our fasting month is starting, you must remember. You know Ramadan. He said, yes. I said, I am the scholar, I have to go back. So he said, there's two seats, you and your wife take it, you see. So you don't have to pay money, just they were selecting some people. And when we went in the plane, it was a lady pilot. I said, now, money, yeah, you understood? So we made more zikr and so forth. So we read Surah 12, verse 64. Learn all this, my mother, sister, brother. فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِدُوَ وَأَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Read the five surahs with six bismillah. Read Qul Ya Kafirun before that bismillah. Read Iza Ja'ad before that bismillah. Read Qul Huwallah before that bismillah. Surah Falak before that bismillah. Surah Nas before that bismillah. And after that bismillah, Allah will take you safely whether you're on the plane or the train. Now when we're landing here at Jan Smuts Airport, I don't think that time was Oa Tambo. So whatever the name was, so she told us, don't get worried. The plane's supposed to explode. So you will find many, many fire brigades and ambulance around the plane. But we're landing safely, so don't worry. And the lady pilot, my wuzu broke, I think you understood. So it happens to all of us. Sister, brother, in our charities, I tell you my stories, we finish up the Ishraq time. So anyway, so just give our charity, read to Rakat Salat, and read your du'as, and close your eyes, and inshallah, you will read safely, inshallah.
Mufti Saab, what is the history of about Christmas? Enlighten us about Christmas, Mufti Saab.
First and foremost, the Pope and the pastor and the priest and taking the Christians for one big ride. You see that? In the light of Quran Sharif, in the light of the Bible, in the light of the real politics, in the light of everything. Let's go to Quran Sharif, Surah Maryam. MashaAllah, yesterday, last night, I had a lecture. One youngster was sitting in front of me. I asked him, what I spoke to you in Afrikaans? He looked like a Malay, you know. So I say, what is your name, Buddha? He say, Huzaifa. MashaAllah, we carried on. So one person told me he's Mona Jamil Holmes' son. I said, what? Oh, Jamil is my student, man. And Ulysses. I say, what you doing? He said, no, I'm here in Jamaat. And next year I'm going to Newcastle, Dalun, to become Alim. He said, SubhanAllah. You see? So I told him, come, I teach you a lesson. I was telling him, but everybody was listening. Surah Maryam, chapter number 19. The surah comprises 98 verses. O Muslim, O Muslimah, O non-Muslim, refer to chapter 19, verses 24, 25. Allah Jalla Wala teaches Sayyidah Maryam radiallahu anha, Mary the Virgin. Her name and name is Pegrami, honorable name mentioned 34 times in the Quran. Maryam means Abida, the worshipper of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Allah is consoling her. She's alone. Her title is Batul. She left the toxic society and moved away. Allah said, O Maryam, Allah tahzani. Don't be sad, don't grieve. Allah has made the arrangements for your water. And now you need solace. Just touch the tree and take it a little bit, the fresh date will fall for you. So Allah made divine arrangement for her sustenance and provision. Chapter 19, Surah Maryam, and verses 24-25. And remember that is in summer. Summer in Palestine, in Bethlehem, where she gave birth to the Isa alayhi salam. His name, honorable name, means to be fair in complexion. His honorable name is mentioned Isa 25 times in the noble Quran alayhi salatu wasalam. So Allah made this arrangement. Summertime it is, you get fresh things. Not winter time, now it's winter there. Look in Luke, all you Christians, L-U-K-E, chapter 2 and verses 8 and 9, 7, 8 and 9. There in the Bible is mentioned that Joseph the carpenter, Yusuf Najjar came, and then he slept with Maryam and with Mary, and then she conceived, and then she gave birth. And there you must remember the shepherds were there guarding their flocks and all that, so taking them out and so forth, grazing. So will you take the animals for grazing in summer months or winter months? They'll die in winter. So it shows even the Bible rejects it. Go to your real politics and see. In the year 1647, write this down, Mawazalim Kareem. It will help you in life and listeners. 1647, the Puritan Parliament of England banned Christmas celebration and said it is pagan, too much wine, dine and swine, too much promiscuity. In the year 1647, and they banned it for 13 years, 13 years, in England. In Scotland, they banned it for 400 years. They're making you stupid, remember that. You know Christmas, this? Jesus was born in the summer months, June, July, and not in the winter months. Hence, you must remember, the whole Christianity is a fake religion, and you can see the masses are S's, following the Pied Piper. He was a Jutla. The Jutla's name was Saul. And Saul saw a dream and he became Paul. And that is how they corrupted the whole Christian religion. Just like the Zionists hijacked the whole of Judaism. So that is the long and short of Christmas, totally rejected in all religions.
Mufti Saab, can I read Istikhara only for one day or must I read it for 7 days?
There's no such thing that you must read for 7 days and so forth and so on. Remember, when you make istikhara, then you can read or just read the following dua mentioned in Tirmidhi. Allahumma khirli waqtarli. O Almighty Allah, said you select the best for me and you choose for me. So in a case like that, you want to buy a Merc or you want to buy BM. So you read the dua, finish what comes in your heart, that's your answer. Then you want to get married to Fatima or Aisha. But you don't know what? You read Allah Mahili wa Tarli, with your heart and now is inclined. You must remember to Fatima. So now remember you get married to Fatima. You go to the lady, you make the istikhara on the marry Umar or Usman. So remember, then you say Usman. So for example, it comes. So that is how it works in Islam. You don't have to do all the 7 days and put all yourself in all the structured long stories. Read one time, two times, three times. Allahumma khirli waqtalli. Khirli khara khere. So that is khirli and waqtalli. Ya Allah, you select the place for me and you choose for me. So that, inshallah, is what Islam teaches, the hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif.
Mufti Sahib, is it permissible to sell a property knowing that the buyer got the money by bank finance or by Islamic finance? Is this okay?
So remember that in a case like that, when people come to buy in our shops, so whether the person is a prostitute or whether the person got the money via a casino or what, you don't have to ask this person then. So I am selling a property, I'm selling a car, I'm selling my shop, whatever. This person, he arranged his finance. Whatever he did is not my business. And now I sold that item to him, whether it's a shop, whether it's a house, whether it's a car. So my income is halal. In the shop every day, these customers coming. Nobody asked them, from where you got this money? The lady sold her body. That husband, the male there, he was doing gambling. So all that is possible. Islam is a practical religion, pragmatic and so forth. So yes, you must remember that these people who sell cars and so forth. So now they say, buy this car from us. So buy this property from us. And yes, the bank here, you know, some garages, they have finance there on their premises. And we will arrange the finance for you. So that is haram. Because remember, in Islam, to become a part and parcel of the deal and the transaction, that is haram. Now you're becoming an active participant in the deal. Surah 2, Surah Baqarah, verses 275 to 279, Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, contend interest in all shapes, sizes, and forms. Almighty Allah has mentioned such a wa'id and a warning for interest for the giver, taker, witness, whoever it is who is directly involved. Surah chapter 2, verse 279. فَإِلَّمْ تَفْعَلُوا فَعْذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. If you do not abstain and refrain from giving, taking, and participating in this interest-related transaction, be prepared for a war against Almighty Allah Jalla Wala and Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to show us it is not a Sahira, a minor sin, not Kabira, a major sin. It's Akbarul Kabair, one of the most heinous crimes a Muslim can commit and perpetrate. Habibuna Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam hadith and Bulughul Maram, Hafiz ibn Hajar Asqalani Rahimahullah, the genius and giant that he was, Sheikh Albani, Rahimahullah, used to say, Lam yulad mithlahu ba'dahu. You will never ever find Ibn Hajar again in this world. Such a champion, expert, he was in the field of hadith. So he wrote this masterpiece of his, remember, Bulughul Maram, and Fathul Bari, the commentary of Bukhari Sharif. So in Bulughul Maram, the hadith is mentioned, Al-Riba Ithnani wa Subsabuna Baba, that riba interest has got more than 70 categories, 72. وَأَدْنَاهُ The minimum category is أَيَّنْكِحَ الرَّجُلُ أُمَّهُ A person commits fornication, adultery, with his own biological mother. Allah forbid, Allah forbid. So that if you arranging the finance, then it's totally haram and not permissible.
Mufti Sahib, can we wash our ihram in normal washing powder or must the soap be unscented?
Now you're washing your ihram and all that, there's no problem with that. Whether it's scented, unscented, whether it's with this soap, that soap, black soap, this soap, stay soft, stay hard, whatever you want to, no problem. All permissible, you must remember that. And it's all fine. You're not in ihram as yet. There's Hajj time, Umrah time, you must remember sometime our ihram gets messed up and so forth. You know, sometime there are big problems. People have running stomach. So then you send it there to the washing people and the laundry people, and they wash it, and then they give it back to you the next day or so, and they're going to wash with soap, and they're totally permissible. There's no problem with that.
Mufti Saab, I want to ask, is it a sin if I don't let my mother-in-law sit in the front seat of the car? My family says I can't do that. It's wrong. So I wanted to check if it's Islamically wrong or right.
When I travel, my brother Ahmed Abdi from Somaliland, he knows. I tell him, Ahmed, bhai, you drive and I'm sitting at the back. Aage hai ikram, piche hai aram. In front is ikram, you're honoring the person. But you sit at the back is aram. So I say, you drive with economy class. And I am at the back, I'm in business class. So mashallah, wherever mother-in-law, mother is comfortable, you let them sit there. All is flexible issues. Don't make these issues into tissues. We reach the masjid now, mashallah. Barakallahu fiqh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.